They are not of the world, as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. I sanctify myself for them, so they also may be sanctified by the truth." Jesus prayed that we might be unified in his truth, standing firm in the faith and strong in his word. In a world questioning the credibility of God's word, Christ's prayer is for his church to stand firm in unity and his word. This is The Answers Conversation, and I'm your host, Steve Hamm. We'll be answering the skeptical questions of our time, standing firm on the authority of God's word, and rejoicing in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, today we have with us Dr. Georgia Purdom. She has a PhD in molecular genetics, and she is one of our great speakers here at Answers in Genesis, also a part of our content team and editorial review board, and just an amazing contributor to the Answers in Genesis ministry. Hello, Dr. Georgia Purdom.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you. And here's one of the things that I really love and get excited about what you do in the ministry of Answers in Genesis. And I just thought it'd be good to speak about this for a little while, and that is being head of the women's ministry of Answers in Genesis. Tell me why you, though, are so passionate about this.
Well, you know, several years ago, when I came here to Answers in Genesis, I never really thought much about, well, we need a specific ministry to women on these topics that we discuss here. But the more that I met with ladies and the more that time I spent here, I realized that this type of ministry, this type of information wasn't really getting in to the ladies' hands. And so we needed to do something special and something unique to make sure that they were informed about these issues, that they knew how important they were, the issue of biblical authority, that God's word is true from the very first verse for their own sakes, but also because many of them are moms and they need to be able to teach their children this information as well.
It's very important. And yes, many of them do have children and have that really important duty as mothers. But it's not just mothers we reach out to, right?
Right. It's everybody. I mean, we want every woman to come to our conferences, to be reading the material that we produce specifically for women, because this really is about God's word in our lives. I mean, mm-hmm. and the authority that it has in every area, whether you're a mom or you're not. And so how do we live that out practically?
Okay. So to get us underway a little bit in our conversation, I want to ask what may seem to be a little bit of a controversial question. And that is this. Sometimes we hear of conferences for ladies, and I'm not saying all conferences are like this, but have you found in your experience that it is generally a situation where there are many women's conferences that aren't going to those extra levels of teaching depth that you do find in some other conferences?
Yes, and that was another, actually, one of the reasons why I really felt it important for Answers in Genesis to specifically reach out to women, because even the conferences that I had attended, some of them in the past, and just hearing what other women were saying, you know, the problem is a lot of women conferences, not all, but some, there's a lot of storytelling that goes on, and it's not a lot of really getting into the word and what does the word say and how does this apply to my life. And that's what I think is greatly lacking. But from talking to the women, that's what they greatly want. You know, they want to know how to be able to use God's word effectively. And that's what's going to stick with them. That's what they need, especially when those hard times hit. Not just someone else's story, but what does God's word say and how does that help me?
Do you think that maybe sometimes it's because people think that women are somehow less sophisticated than men in these things? I don't know. I don't see it, but I'm wondering whether that's part of the issue.
I think it's definitely part of the issue. And I even see, well, I've seen some things even recently that said, well, you know, we need to teach our boys theology, but our girls don't need that theological training. And I thought, how sad is that? I mean, they need the same theological training, so to speak. Mm-hmm. This was talking about children, as the boys do. They need to know about God. They need to know who he is and his word and what he does in their lives.
Right, because we're not talking about the differentiating factors between male and female in the Bible here. Right. We're talking about the fact that we are both equally created in the image of God and have both that reason and an ability to understand Him and His Word.
Right, and that's something that I always really try to emphasize. I know when I speak to women is that men and women are both made in the image of God. Therefore, we have equal value. We have equal standing before God. And certainly because of that, because we both can have that relationship with God, we need that information and we need to understand His Word better.
Okay, so it was on that premise that we started a work towards women as a group specifically. Tell us a little bit about the history of the Answers for Women conference that we have.
Well, again, several years ago, I just really felt the need to be able to have a conference specifically for women with mainly, again, female speakers. And so started kind of reaching out to women and finding who could come and talk to us about these issues. And so we had our first conference in 2012 and we had 100 women. But that was a really, I thought, fantastic start to the conference. And we just had our third conference this year and we had 350 women. And so it's just really grown exponentially, I think, and being, you know, that they can come here, they can get this training. And from the feedback we get, they absolutely love the conference. They love the teaching.
And those growing numbers, the feedback that we get from them really does confirm that concern they have to get that deeper teaching too, right?
Right. And that's what I hear a lot is they say, I just can't believe how much we're in the Word at this conference. And it's almost like they haven't seen this before. They haven't experienced this before and how it's changed their lives. I mean, it's changed people's marriages. It's changed the way they interact with their children, just the way that they interact with other women. I mean, it's really had a dramatic impact.
So what are some of the subjects that we have at these conferences?
Well, earlier this year, was named After Eve, the Bible and Women. And so we really tackled some of those questions that women have about God's Word, you know, their role in the home, their role in the church. We talked about Eve. I know I talked about that specifically. We talked about Titus being a Titus 2 woman and how we live that out in our lives. And so we really tackled some of those issues head on that sometimes are difficult, but we need to know what does God's Word say to us and how can we live that out. And what was amazing to me was to see how every speaker was taking it back to Genesis. You know, well, it starts here, right? Here's the foundation. This is how God made men and women. You know, this is how they differ. And so how do we live that? And I think if anything, and one of the ladies I talked to, even from my church, said how empowering it was for her as a woman. Like, I don't have to be like a man. This is who God made me to be. And I need to live that out to the highest ability that I can. Not about being like everyone else, which is what secular feminism and even a lot of evangelical feminism promotes, but being who I can be as a woman. That's God designed me to be.
Now, it is amazing as we look at this, and you mentioned it, a lot of these talks, when they're talking about distinctions between men and women, biblical manhood and womanhood, or any of those things that go with it, have their foundation in Genesis. And it really does. I don't see a lot of people always going back to that foundation to try and build the worldview for biblical sexuality, gender distinction, those sorts of things. Do you see that as a problem in the world today?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's because we've not trusted that history, so to speak, in Genesis, that our theology has gotten really off track because of that, because we don't have that solid foundation. I mean, if Adam and Eve were not created in the order that the Bible says they were created in, then what do you do with marriage, the doctrine of marriage and the doctrine of the church, which Paul builds off of that history for the leadership roles and things? So it becomes very, very problematic when we forget that history.
Okay, so we have next year's on target. Tell us a little bit about next year's conference.
Right. So next year's conference will be April 17th and 18th, 2015. And next year's is titled Embrace, Compassionate Answers in a Fallen World. And what I really wanted to do with this conference was approach some of those really hot cultural issues that, you know, and it's not just the outside world, the world outside the church that's dealing with these. We in the church are dealing with these issues, and we need to know how to help other people that are sitting beside us in the pew that are dealing with issues like abortion and homosexuality and adultery and, you know, children that are born with debilitating diseases and illnesses. You know, how do we help them practically in some of these things, like with the issue of abortion? Well, we know that's a sin. We know it's a sin to abort a baby. But okay, the woman next to me has had an abortion and she's really struggling with that. So how do I help her with God's word? How do I help her find the hope that she has in Jesus Christ? And so that's what we really want to accomplish with this conference.
Some people see some of those subjects and go, hang on, you are Answers in Genesis. And I know we just touched on this before, but you're dealing there with things like, well, you're dealing with human value. We can see that. But you're dealing with things like sexuality and other issues in that conference. Is that a topic that Answers in Genesis should really be dealing with?
I think yes, to a degree, I think it is. And because those things, again, have their foundation in Genesis. Why is life valuable? Because we're made in the image of God, which we know from Genesis. Why are there separate genders and distinction between male and female? Because it goes back to Genesis. And so, and that's what I love about our speakers is they have a real heart for that. They realize the importance of that history to these issues today.
Once you see that history and you understand how God originally created everything, and you see how humanity has absolutely destroyed it in sin, it points us in one direction, doesn't it?
Right, yeah. And that's the other thing, too, that we want the women to emphasize is that our hope can only truly be found in Jesus Christ. It cannot be found in what the world has to offer and, you know, do this, do that, and you'll feel better about it or whatever. But the truly, truly the only hope is in Jesus Christ.
You know, I find this time and again, and I know we're talking about women, but it's not just with women, it's everywhere. And that is that a lot of people will talk about the hope that we have in Jesus, which is excellent, and the centrality of Christ in the gospel and in the redemptive thread in scripture. But unless people really understand those foundational strengths of how God created it and what we did as humanity to God's good creation, it really lessens that that the power of understanding of the coherency of that gospel solution, doesn't it?
Right. Well, and it's just like I know we have a slide that represents this. It says, "Oh, the church wants to say just trust in Jesus." But but if Jesus isn't who the Bible says he is, which is rooted in Genesis, and he is the seed that would come, and he came because of sin, and he came because of that history in Genesis. Then who is he? I mean, is he just another good man? Is he, you know, really who he is and what he has done for us? And we can only know that if we start with the history in Genesis.
Okay. Well, I think it's great what is happening with this women's conference. So again, what is the date of it coming up?
April 17th and 18th of 2015. And for registration information, they need to go to answersforwomen.org. So that's answersforwomen.org. Also, I want the ladies to know that if they come to the conference, their spouse and children can come to the Creation Museum for free.
Free.
So, yes, free. So it's a two-day conference, so they can be at the Creation Museum enjoying that while the ladies are at the conference here also at the Creation Museum getting that good teaching.
And any time for them to spend time in the museum with their family?
Well, yes. We start at about 3 o'clock on Friday, and we end about 3 or 4 on Saturday. So certainly if they wanted to stay Sunday or come a little bit before, there's still time to do that.
We sure encourage them to do so. Let me just ask you one question. There are some specific talks that you have done to really help women in this area of biblical foundations that point to Christ. Just mention a couple for me.
There's two DVDs that I have. One is Hope Amid Despair, The Legacy of Eve. And the other one is Kids Most Asked Questions About Science and the Bible.
Okay, what happens with that one?
Well, what I do is I go through 5 main questions. Things like, what about dinosaurs? Why do we look different? How old is the earth? And some of those kinds of things to give moms the answers, or dads, the answers answers to those questions so they can help their kids know God's word is true.
That is wonderful. We really are thankful for Dr. Georgia Purdom and what she does with the women's ministry. As you can see, there is an important issue that ladies do need to be taught, the truths and the depths of Scripture, and starting with those foundational truths in Genesis as the foundational history that gives us understanding for the rest of Christian doctrine. Thanks for being with us. If you want answers on this or any other subject, visit answersingenesis.org. That's answersingenesis.org.